Please.
Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit, you are welcoming me, please. Oh, many poor and father of mercy and grace. Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Oh, many potent Father, of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. O many prudent Father, of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Oh, many poor and father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. Yes, bless you, woman of God, Honorable Bishop Barry Davis. God bless you. How are you doing today?
I am so blessed. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah, we thank God.
Yes, we do. God. I'm just getting off the highway and happy to join into you. I got a meeting at 6. I'm going to be on and off.
Yes. Yes,
amen.
No problem. Yes, no problem. Welcome. I,
amen.
The family, and everybody, the fine.
Yes.
Yeah, we thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
God. Yes. Amen.
Yes, today we're going to be talking about understanding God's perfect way for our lives. Because even Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, he said, Lord, if this cup can pass over me, I will be all right. I will be happy. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. The will of God should be done in the lives of people.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just go around and do your own will. There is a will of the Father. And then Jesus crowning us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, Matthew's gospel, chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, Jesus said, not everyone that said, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that do the will of the Father. So there is a will of the Father which must be done. Yeah, so that's where we're going to be heading tonight. But we're not going to allow the Holy Spirit to do what he's got to do. In fact, we are starting right now because we have just 1 hour. Though we have 2 hours of broadcasting. Yesterday we had a bishop, Apostle from Nigeria. He broadcasted with us yesterday. So today we have a Honorable Bishop Barry Davis. I tell you, God's going to bless everyone tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, bless your people through your word. Let your word find a place in their life. And let everyone receive from your throne of grace tonight all that you have for us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
And
amen.
Yes. Our text is taken from Matthew's Gospel chapter 7. Matthew's Gospel chapter 7 from verse number 21 to 23. Jesus said,
amen.
Not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom. Matthew chapter 7, I'm reading from verse number 21. Verse number 21 to 23, says, Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Then verse 22, many will say to me in the last day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful. And then I will profess unto them, I knew you not, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. This is very important. Yes. Because everybody is saying, Lord, 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 Lord. Then Jesus said, not everybody that says, Lord, 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 Lord. if you are walking by the street side, and you stop a drunkard or a drug man or a smoker, you ask him, are you a Christian? The person will say, yes. They ask him, Lord, Lord, Lord. See, they believe in Jesus, they believe in God, they believe in church, they believe in everything. But Jesus said, not everyone that says Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God.
That's right. Amen.
Yes. Because they are not doing the will of God. Jesus someday declared, there is a perfect will of the Father.
Yes.
There is the will of God. The will of God is the plan of God. The will of God is the purpose of God. The will of God is the vision, the aim, the mind of God.
Amen.
Of course, the Bible is the will of God. The word of God is the will of God. The Bible is the will of God. The will of God is the plan of God, the purpose of God, the mind of God.
Amen.
Is the will of God. This is very important. And a lot of people are saying, Lord, 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 Lord. Jesus said, no, I'm not all right with that. It's not everyone that says, Lord, 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 Lord. Everybody says, Lord, 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 Lord. But that's the reason why when Jesus met people in the Bible, he never asked them, what church do you go? He didn't ask them. He said, he asked Nicodemus, have you been born again?
Amen. See, amen.
The Jacob's well, he was also telling her about salvation, about her life. More of the conversation Jesus had with people, if you look at the scriptures carefully, each time Jesus met somebody and was ministering to the person, he doesn't ask, what religion do you belong? Or what church have you gone to, or what church are you going? Jesus didn't go that way. Because people are going to tell you how many churches they go per day, per week. They go to hundreds of churches, and they are not born again. They go to millions of churches, and they are not saved. That is what Jesus was talking about in Nicodemus, John chapter 3. Nicodemus, you talking religion to me? Yes. John chapter 3, Nicodemus, was talking with Jesus Christ, and Nicodemus was talking, was praising Jesus, appreciating Jesus. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But Nicodemus, listen. Nicodemus, I want you to listen to me. It's not enough to talk religion. It's not enough to talk, you know, just be religious. There is one more question. Have you been born again? You know, is your life transformed by the word of God? Is your mind renewed by the renewal of your spirit, soul, with the word of God? Have you been born again? If anyone be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Yes.
So, Nicodemus, you telling me, Lord, 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 is not the answer. I need you to be born again. Yes.
Amen.
In John's Gospel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, Jesus made it clear to Nicodemus. Nicodemus, it's all right. You telling Lord, 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 but that's not all. Have you been born again? You know, have you been born again by the renewing of your mind? You know, are you... Is your life transformed? Have you been changed? This is the old Nicodemus doing all the same things you have always done. There is no change. If anyone be in Christ, is a new creature. All things must pass away. Behold, all things must become new.
Yeah.
And so Jesus was very clear about this thing. Everyone
yes,
is saying, Lord, 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 Lord. But look at their lives. There is no Christ in their lives. There is no Jesus in their lives. There is no Holy Spirit. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. You don't have Christ in you. You know, so tonight we're going to be touching this point. And we're going to be touching this point. And Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 42, Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, getting ready to go to the cross. Luke, chapter 22, verse 42. And as Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and while he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed a very important prayer I want us to look at in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 42. I'm going to read St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 42. Look at it right here. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes.
See, Jesus was praying a very special prayer. Jesus knew that he was going to the cross. He's going to be suffering there, beaten and mocked, and crucified and all that stuff. So Jesus said, this is the cup of suffering. I am not going to drink the cup of suffering. I'm not going to suffer. But if I can escape this, it's okay. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes.
Jesus retire to the will of the Father. There is a will of the Father. There is a plan of the Father. There is a purpose of the Father. There is the mind of the Father. And the will of God is supreme, is sovereign. You can't change the will of God, the plans and purposes of God. I remember Pastor Rick Warren, he wrote the book, Understanding God's Purpose for Your Life. When I went through that book, I tell you, I was so blessed by that book, Understanding God's Purpose for Your Life. It was the purpose of God for Jesus to go to the cross and die for us to be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And by his stripes we were healed. It was God's plan. It was God's purpose. It was God's will. It was God's mind.
Yeah, man.
Now, the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Gethsemane, Luke chapter 22, verse 42, Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross. And he was just agonizing and praying and thinking about what he was going to go through. And so the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So Jesus had to pray this prayer. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done.
Be done, yes.
Anyway, I will go to the cross. That's what Jesus meant. I will go to the cross. It's okay.
Amen.
It's okay. I will go to the cross. And he went to the cross. And he went through all that, and, you know, redeemed us. And he saved. Completed the work of salvation, the work of redemption before he resurrected and then ascended. Right now, seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, interceding for you. But
yeah.
The aspect we want to make sure on is understanding the perfect will and purpose and mind of God concerning your life. The will of God may not always be very, very sweet. Ah, this will shock you. Going to the cross, that's not sweet. The will of God, I remember last week, Bishop Valerie Davis was talking about the suffering of Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul went through all the suffering. You know, there is a fellowship of his suffering. But I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering, there is the will of God that may not be seen. Look at Job, for instance. Job went through a lot for 9 months. Job
yes,
was
he
suffering.
Did.
Everything was gone. His children died. His wealth, his businesses were gone. His health was gone. And everybody was mocking him, telling him to curse God and die. Job said, no, I'm not going to curse God and die. I'm in the will of God. I'm all right. Even though he tried me, I will come forth as gold. He knew what he was going through. You know, when I go through the fire, he will be with me. I will go through the fire and then come out as gold. Job knew what was going through. So there is the will of God that may not be sweet and palatable. Because going to the cross was not something sweet. Though
that
was redemption, going to the cross meant salvation. Going to the cross meant delivering the whole world. Going to the cross means salvation for everyone, but it was not a smooth ride. There were the beating,
amen,
and the mocking, the stoning and the piercing with a sword, and the 39 stripes on his bare body, and all the things he suffered. You know, the will of God is the will of God.
Yeah.
A lot of people come into Christianity thinking that Christianity is a bed of roses. The Christian life, the Christian faith is not a bed of roses. As we read about the Apostle Paul and all that he went through, the early church in Jerusalem, how they were persecuted and beaten and stoned, stoned to death, and a lot of things they have done to Christians all around the world. We see in the news today how they are beating up Christians and killing Christians and all that stuff. We don't care. We just go with the will of God.
Yes.
Oh, yes. We go with the will of God. The plan, Paul's turn in the flesh. Paul, the Apostle Paul was telling God to take away the thorn in the flesh, the persecution, son.
The
aspect he was going through, he besought God three times, take away this thorn. And God said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
Yes. So the will of God is the perfect plan of God, the perfect purpose of God. That is God's mind concerning you. You remember the prophet Jonah?
Yes.
God told Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh and speak my word. Jonah was very angry with God.
Amen.
But God said, Jonah, I created you. You are my prophet. I'm asking you to go to Nineveh and speak my word. Jonah will not want to go to Nineveh because he had an attitude towards people of Nineveh.
Yes, he did.
He didn't want to go to Nineveh.
Mm-mm.
So the prophet Jonah bought a ticket. You know, Jonah chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. There are only three chapters in the book of Jonah. Jonah bought a ticket, boarded a ship, and he was going to the opposite direction. He was going to Tarshish. He was not going to Nineveh. God said, go to Nineveh and speak my word. Instead of going to Nineveh, he went to Tarshish, the very opposite of the other side of Nineveh. And as he was going, he went through troubles and problems. They threw him in the ocean. A whale had to swallow him. And in that belly of the whale, he had to pray a special prayer of repentance. Because scientists say that a living organism cannot survive in the hot belly of a whale. Scientists have proved that no living thing can exist in the stomach of a whale. A human being cannot be in the stomach of a whale for that length of time. That is your 2.5 days. Let's say 3 days. We will call it 3 days. Theologians, you know, they have abbreviated it to 3 days. You can't be in the stomach of a whale for that long period. So it was a miracle that the prophet Jonah survived in the stomach of a whale that took him to the shores of Nineveh and put him in the perfect will of God, put him in the perfect purpose, the perfect plan, the perfect will of God.
Amen.
And when Jonah arrived in Nineveh, he began to prophesy the word of God. 40 days' time, Nineveh shall be destroyed. He began to prophesy the word of God.
Amen.
And as he was prophesying the word of God, the people of Nineveh repented in sackcloth. Even the king of Nineveh. And even their animals. Everybody repented in Nineveh.
Amen.
And we learned a lot of lessons there. There is the permissive will of God. The permissive will is the will that is not of God. God didn't permit you to go that way. There's a way that seemed right unto a man. But the end thereof is destruction. That's the book of Proverbs, King Solomon.
Yes.
There's a way that seemed right unto you, but the end is destruction. That's why Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And then he said, broad is the way that leads to destruction. there is a perfect plan, a perfect purpose. And tonight, you need to pray that prayer. God, put me in your perfect will. You need to pray that prayer like Jesus prayed. Nevertheless,
amen.
Not my will, but thine will be done. The will of God
amen.
Be done in your life, in your family, in your home, in your business. The perfect plan, the perfect purpose of God should be done in your life. Not your own will. Because your own will is not God's will. Your own plan
that's
and purpose.
Right.
Your own vision is not God's vision. God needs to give you his perfect plan and purpose. God needs to give
amen.
You his perfect will. You remember the prodigal son? The prodigal son was at home with his father. And all of a sudden, he thought of going on his own way.
Yeah.
And so the prodigal son ordered his father to divide all his wealth. And he wants to go with half of the wealth of his father. So his father had no choice. He divided the wealth of the house and gave him one half to take away. And so the prodigal son went away, and he was spending, lavishing on harlots and prostitutes, and eating and drinking in hotels, getting drunk and carried away with all kind of riotous living until all the money finished.
Amen.
Everything finished, and he started, you know, being a servant to another person. And he was like that, suffering, eating with dogs and goats, eating with pigs. One day he realized, and why should I go back to my father? In my father's house, there are many mansions there. My father has food. My father has everything. Why am I here? Oh, no, I should go back to my father. So the prodigal son started his journey back home, and his father saw him coming, and his father received him with a party and made him feel good, and he learned his lesson. See, he followed his own way. There is a way that seemed right unto you, but the end is destruction. See? Jesus said, not my will, not my plan, not my purpose, but your will be done.
Amen.
Your will is not God's way. Your plans and your purposes are not God's plan. You need to find out what God's will is. You need to pray and let God show you what you got to do. In the morning service, I was talking about the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9. Apostle Paul prayed a prayer in Acts chapter 9, verse 6. He said, Lord, what will thou have me do? Apostle Paul, Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 6. He prayed a special prayer. He said, Lord, what will you have me do? He was seeking the will of God, seeking the mind of God, seeking the plans and purpose of God for his life. As of Apostles, in verse 15, the answer came. The answer came in verse 15, Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 15, the answer came. What was the answer? You are Saul of Tarsus, but as from today, you are now Apostle Paul to tell the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentile nation. That is what I created you for. That is my will for you, Apostle Paul. That is my plan, and that's my purpose for you, Apostle Paul. I created you to tell this gospel to the Gentile nation.
Yes.
That's Acts of Apostles chapter 9. See, there are two main verses there. Verse 6 Apostle Paul prayed a prayer. He said, Lord, what will you want me to do now? See, many people don't pray that prayer. But it's very important you pray that prayer even right now. Lord, what will you want me to do in this class? What am I supposed to be doing? What am I here for? What am I here for? There is a purpose for living. Oh, yes, there is a purpose for living. There is a will of God. There is a plan. I tell you what, you are not a lizard. You are not a cockroach. You are not an ant. You are not a bird. You are not, a butterfly. God created you in his own image. You are a complete human being. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. God created you in his own image for a very, very definite divine purpose.
Amen.
And so Apostle Paul in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 6, Apostle Paul prayed a prayer. Said, Lord, what will you have me do now? Which means he has been doing what God didn't send him all his life. Yes, of course. Because he was killing the Christians and persecuting the Christians and all these nonsense things he was doing as Saul of Tarsus. He didn't know the will of God. Let me tell you this. If you don't know the plan of God, the purpose of God, the will of God for your life, you are going to do the wrong thing.
Yes.
If you don't find out what God wants you to do, if you don't know God's will and God's purpose, God's plan, God's vision for your life, you are going to do the wrong thing because
Amen. The
idle hand is the devil's workshop. The idle hand is the devil's workshop. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. The devil is going to give you a friend. And that was what happened to Saul of Tarsus, the Apostle Paul. He was doing what the devil wanted him to do. He didn't know what God's plans were. He didn't know what God's will and God's purpose was for his life. He was just doing anything he thought he should do. And so he went about killing Christians and persecuting the church and scattering and doing all kinds of things until on his way to Damascus. In Acts of Apostles chapter 9, he met with destiny. Hey, may you meet with destiny. Yes, I prophesy to everyone in this service today. May you meet with destiny right now in the name of Jesus Christ. May you discover destiny. May you discover God's will, God's purpose for your life. May you know what God wants you to do. May you begin to do what God wants you to do in the name of Jesus Christ. It is not enough to just do anything. It is not enough to go out there and just do just anything at all. It's high time you discover God's will. It is high time you discover God's purpose. It is high time you know God's mind. It is high time you know what God wants you to do. Even Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. Even Jesus Christ was asking for the will of God.
Amen.
If you don't know the will of God, you are going to do the will of Satan. Because there is no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. There is no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. If the Holy Spirit is not there, if Jesus is not there, if God's not there, the devil is there. You mean you didn't know God's will, God's plan, God's purpose, Apostle Paul? It is the reason you were killing Christians. It is the reason the devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. The devil found you. He found you, so he gave you assignment. What was your assignment? Satan came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life. And life more abundantly.
Amen.
Apostle Paul prayed a prayer. Lord, what will you have me do? And I want everyone on this program, wherever you are in any part of the world, whosoever you are, I want you to pray that prayer Apostle Paul prayed. Lord, what will thou have me do? This is very important. Because if you are not going to do what God wants you to do, then you're going to do what the devil wants you to do. It is the reason people are doing evil. They go and throw bombs in Ukraine. They go and see people shooting at the mall. They go and see, they go and rob prostitution, halalizing. They go and do all kind of evil things and promiscuity and evil immorality and all the works of the devil. The devil gave them assignment because they are not in the will of God. They are not in the plan of God. They are not in the purpose of God. They don't know what God wants them to do. So the devil has occupied them with assignments. They are just fulfilling the devil's agenda. May that not be your story in the name of Jesus Christ. As from today, may you begin to discover God's purpose, God's plan, God's mind, God's will for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not walk in darkness. Don't walk in darkness. Yeah, it's always there to see you through. Don't make a mistake. Don't walk in darkness. It's always there to see you through. Don't make a mistake. Don't walk in darkness. It's always there to see you through. Don't make a mistake. Don't walk in darkness. It's always there to see you through. Don't make a mistake. Don't walk in darkness.
Amen.
He's always there to see you through.
Amen. Yes, he will.
Before Bishop Barry David takes over, I want us to pray a short prayer. And this prayer is the same prayer the Apostle Paul prayed in Acts of Apostles chapter 9 verse 6. Lord, what will thou have me do? I tell you, this is very important. You need to know what God wants you to do. And you need to fit into God's plans and purpose for your life. If you don't fit in, then the devil is going to occupy you with assignment. The devil will occupy you with his program. And you find yourself fulfilling the agenda of Satan. We are going to pray. Lord, what will thou have me do?
Amen.
And I see why Apostle Paul was the greatest apostle of all the apostles in the scriptures. Apostle Paul was the greatest because he even said he wrote to 10 of the New Testament. He opened more churches, built more people for Christ, you know, was able to ordain people like Timothy and several other people. You know, because he prayed this simple prayer, Lord, what will thou have me do? And when you pray this prayer, your life will never be the same again. You are going to be doing the will of God. And when you do the will of God, the purpose and plan of God, that's when the blessings will come.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's when the blessings will come. So wherever you are in any part of the world joining us in this service, I want you to bow your head and pray this prayer that, Lord, what will thou have me do? Show me what I should be doing. What is your will? What is your purpose for me, Lord? Help me to know your will and your purpose. Yes, shall we pray in the name of Jesus, everybody? Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Those on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, those on TikTok, those on YouTube, join us now as we pray this prayer. Yes, in the name of Jesus. God, help us to know your will. Help us to know your plan. Help us to live a proper world. Help us to fulfill your calling. Help us to fulfill your assignment. God, we shall not run away from you. We shall not run away from our
assignment. We shall not run away from you, Lord God.
Help us to fulfill your plans and your purpose.
Help us to fulfill your plan, Lord God. Your purpose.
Help us, O God, that we might do what you want us to do. Not what we want to do, but what you want us to do, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall not fulfill Satan's agenda. We shall not fulfill the devil's agenda. We shall not be vessels in
the devil's agenda.
God, make us vessels of honor in your hand, whom we will use in this end time. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of
Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord God. In Jesus' name. Yes. We are blessed to have Honorable Bishop Barry Davis. She's going to continue, and let's welcome her to take over.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for that word. Thank you, Lord. This evening, the Lord has moved on my heart to speak about developing wisdom and strength and completing God's plan and purpose for your life. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, developing wisdom, yes, Lord, and technique in the completion of the purpose or plan that God has for your life. Let us just look, if we would, at 2 Corinthians 3, 5 and 6. Does it go there? 2 Corinthians 3, 5 and 6. And it reads, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Our sufficiency is of God. We're going to come back to that. And verse 6, who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Again, who has also made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. First thing we want to carry from verse 5 is your sufficiency is not in yourself.
Yes.
Your sufficiency is not in yourself. It is what? It is of God. It is your sufficiency is of God. You should be relying on God but walking his word. His grace is sufficient, as Paul had said. Paul was the apostle that wrote two letters to the Corinthians.
Yes.
And it was in that second letter that God told Paul that his grace was sufficient. Let's go there, 2 Corinthians 12:9. 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
Yes.
See, we got to understand what's going on, what's being said here, because this is the key that you need to be able to carry while completing and getting the purpose that God has given you in the plan for your life. Amen.
Amen.
There's a lot of things we need to know, and we thank Archbishop Stephen John that has introduced a lot of that already before. When God speaks, he speaks at once. And I'm so pleased that that was part of what God is speaking here, is that his grace is sufficient. See, there are some things we just need to understand about our purpose God has given us as born-again Christians. We need to, first, as he told us, your sufficiency is not in yourself. It's in God. That's the first thing. We need to understand that as long as we live, there's going to be an adversary that's going to oppose every turn you make in completion of your purpose. Amen? See, as our bishop said, your mind is the devil's workshop. So you need to understand that in completing your assignment, you're going to get some what? You're going to get some adversary. You're going to get some opposition. Satan is really your only true enemy. For as in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against what? Spiritual wickedness in high places. God is telling us this. He's already preparing us. That's why there's a need to read your word. There is a need to understand what's going on and why you go through it. So you're developing wisdom as you read God's word that already tell us that we're going to be wrestling not against ourselves, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of this dark world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen?
Amen.
We also need to understand that in completion of our purpose or our plan in developing wisdom, that it is in Ephesians 6:11, and it reads, finally, this is what Paul, now, finally, my brethren, Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the powers of his might. That's in Ephesians 6:10.
Yes.
It is your personal responsibility. Listen to Paul now. He's saying, it is your personal responsibility to stand against the methods of Satan against you. So knowing that your mind is the devil's playground, knowing that you're not fighting against your brothers and sisters, knowing that what? That there are principalities and powers against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness. So God is already educating us. He's giving us wisdom right there to understand that when you are going through something, particularly through the completion of the purpose or the plan on your life, you're going to be faced with the adversary. These things are going to come. Don't question it. These things are going to come. But God also tells us, as Paul shares, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, that you'll be able to stand. It tells us in Ephesians 6:11. You must also understand that we got to be teachable and capable of being mentored by the Holy Spirit for the warfare that you're confronted in. See, God walks us through whatever it is. He comes in the midst of your trouble. He comes and he delivers. He turns those troubles into triumph and victory. We talked about it last Sunday. He turns what? Those troubles, those trials, and he turns those things around victoriously for us. We need to also understand that in completion of your plan or the purpose God has placed on your life, that it is the assignment that would kind of paralyze the influence of the ungodly. Listen to me now. That assignment that purpose and that plan, it would do what? It's going to paralyze the influence of the ungodly. They're not going to like it. But you're going to paralyze them with it. See, you already know that you're going to have adversary. So as you are confronted with it, just know that your assignment is going to paralyze the influence of the ungodly. Isn't that awesome? See, God already got this thing planned out. The only thing we need to do is to carry it out as he assigns it to us. What your enemy assumes is your exit from the presence is actually your entry into a new season of promotion. Think about that. What your enemy assumes is going to be your exit, see, you think it's going to destroy you.
Yeah.
It's actually the entry into the next season of your promotion from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's encouraging word to you that whatever you're going through, God is going to come in the middle of that thing, and he's going to change it around victoriously. And just know that whatever that enemy has planned to destroy you or exit you from this earth, that it is the entry into your next season of promotion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And developing the wisdom and carrying out the completion of your plan or the assignment God has given you, just know that your assignment is going to strengthen you. Just know that. It's going to strengthen things that Satan wants to weaken you in. Think about that. Your assignment, that purpose, is going to strengthen you in something that Satan want to keep you weak at. Now, you got to understand this thing. God has placed some gifts in each of us. He's given us gifts. He's given us everything we need to carry out the assignment. Yes, he's given it to us. But you got to stay focused on God's word. And he's teaching us in his word that whatever he's strengthening you in, Satan wants to keep it weakened. So he's going to do everything he can do to turn it around the opposite way. But you know that God has placed it in you to strengthen you. Amen?
Amen.
And walking your walk and completing the purpose and the plan God has given you, you got to be teachable and capable of being mentored day by day by the Holy Spirit. In other words, when the Spirit is talking to you, see, God has put the Holy Spirit inside of us to guide us, but you got to have that ear to listen and to follow. You got to also read his plan, because God's word will minister to you as well. Remind you about the rewards of being an overcomer. Think about being focused on your assignment. Think about how your assignment that God has given you is strengthening you. Just think about it. He's giving you everything you need.
Yes.
We got to also recognize that our assignment is orchestrated by God. It's a plan. And it's to bring others along. So just follow what God is using you for and how he steps in the midst of whatever that trouble is. He steps in the middle of that to turn it around into victory. Amen. We must stay awake, alert, and aware. Amen. You just heard Archbishop talk about Job. We need to remember that Nehemiah, nevertheless, he made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night. That's in Nehemiah 4:9. We got to stay productive and focused. We must rearrange our schedule to accommodate whatever the purpose or plan is in your life.
Yes.
See, this all comes in developing wisdom. Developing wisdom regarding the purpose of attack. regarding wisdom. We got to forgive those who attack you, knowing that God is going to stand up for you. Amen? And we got to accept some of these things because your flesh is going to what? Want to do revenge, but you need to understand that you got to forgive those who attack you, knowing that God's got your back. He's going to stand with you. Again, stay focused on your assignment. Pursue the presence of God. Pursue the presence of God. Let's think about David. David did, when David was attacked and criticized, he pursued the presence of God. Think about that. And he absorbed all of the words of the covenant. Unless thy law have been my delight, I should then have perished in mine own affliction. That's in Psalms 119:92. These are just some things that we need to nugget. We need to be focused and resting on in the completion of the assignment or plan that God has for your life. So let's think back here. Criticism is an attack that's designed to do what? Distract you. That's all it's there for, to keep you distracted, to take your focus off of the plan that God has for your life. An attack is nothing more than an opposition that's designed to destroy you. Criticism is intended to demoralize you. When you understand these things, it'll roll right off of your back. It'll keep you focused on your assignment. When you know that these things are only placed there to keep you distracted from completing your assignment. Amen?
Amen.
We need to always remember to secure the word of God as our intercessor. And we can go to Matthew 18:19, and it says that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Go to Matthew 18:19. It's an encouraging scripture. It's very encouraging. Attack pass. Your attitude, and Archbishop spoke about this a few minutes ago. It's your attitude. Your attitude is bitter or demoralized can grow a root of bitterness within you, and you can't have that. So you got to look diligently into God's word. In Hebrews 12:15, it says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness bringing up trouble you, and thereby may be defiled. So you can't carry any bitterness in your heart. We know you can't carry bitterness, and you can't carry anger in your heart. So you need to do what? Come before the Lord. Change that attitude. Know God has got your back. These are things that reassure you. These are the things that will strengthen you as you are completing and doing the assignment God has assigned for you.
Amen.
There's one more I wanted to share, and that's your faith is working for you every moment in your life. Hebrews 11:6 tells us, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. So we got to carry these things within our spirit. We've got to rely and be guided by the Holy Spirit, which God has placed in each of us. We got to allow God to stand in the midst of whatever that trouble is carrying faith, because God would turn that trouble around into victory for you. You must also understand all about these tactics that the enemy uses. You know he's going for your mind, which is the workshop. That's the devil's playground. You know he'll use anything to turn it around, to try to demoralize you, to try to distract you or destroy you. He'll do that to keep your focus off of your purpose. We must always stay alert, awake, and aware. We know Nehemiah did it, because in Nehemiah 4:9, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. There's so many parables God has given us in his word that encourages us to stay focused, yeah, and not to be overwhelmed and demoralized by the things that Satan tries to throw in your way. Stay strong and strengthened in God. Stay strong, yes, and strengthened in God's word. We must allow God to order our steps. There is, yes, no reason why you can't stand tall with your purpose and the plan God has on your life, because your sufficiency is not in yourself. He tells us his grace, yes, is sufficient. We are to rely on him. Remember that. Your sufficiency is not in yourself. And your sufficiency comes from God. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Let us go before the throne of grace. Most, yes, Heavenly Father, dear God, in the name, Lord Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord, that you undergird, Father. You undergird each and every one of your children, Father, in the name of Jesus, as they pursue the completion of the purpose or plan you have set forth in their lives, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to continually, Lord God, give them the strength and keep their focus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that their assignment will be completed. That, Lord God, that there was draw closer, Lord God, into you as they're completing the assignment you have given them. We pray, Lord God, that they keep a teachable spirit and capable of being mentored day by day. Father God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they put on the spiritual arm of God, Lord. We're praying that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that their faith will continually grow deeper in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that they remain to be overcomers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Lord God, they will stay awake, alert, and aware, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will stay productive and focused in completing your assignment, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you have given us the Holy Spirit, Father. Father, we pray, Lord God, that they will listen and follow the Holy Spirit as it guides and teaches them as they are completing their plan, the purpose in their lives. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We pray that their faith will continually grow deeper and deeper in you, Lord God, every moment of their life, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for the weapon of wisdom that they are growing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you keep them covered in the powerful blood of Jesus. We declare and we decree that every petition that we have lifted here tonight, Lord God, that has already been delivered and done. In Jesus' matchless and mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If there are any out there tonight that are not saved, let me give you the sinner's prayer. When I say my name, you say yours. Valerie Davis. Say your name. Valerie Davis. Say your name. Confess with my mouth.
Yes.
That Jesus is Lord.
Because it's
and
love.
Believe in my heart.
Yes.
That God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Let's do it again, because some of them didn't catch on. You got to confess. Your tongue is a powerful force. So when I say my name, you don't say my name. You say your name. Valerie Davis, confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Let the words that you have heard from God's Bible meditate in your heart day and night. Talk to God.
Amen.
Pray fervently so that the things of God that we have shared here this evening to you as well, God will step in the middle of whatever that trouble is, and he will change it victoriously for you. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Archbishop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. We thank God. We thank God for that. God has blessed us.
Amen.
For
that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We
welcome to the kingdom of God.
Them.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God's purpose, plan, and purpose for our families, for our children, for our husbands, for our wives, our relations. We shall find God's purpose. We God's purpose, purpose, God's purpose, plan. Be made manifest in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Amen. So we're going to be back again Saturday, Sunday next week. Sunday coming at the same time, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Want everyone to join us. And God bless you all. Thank you so much for your participation.
God bless you. Thank you, Archbishop. God bless you.
Yes.
Welcome all the new believers in God. Welcome. Amen,
yes.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
Thank you so much, Bishop. We are blessed by this.